Wake Up Tri-County is live from our Save-A-Lot studio. Good morning, I'm Sean Cronin, and joining us in the studio, our friends from OSF Healthcare, Samantha Rux. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Do you want to start with some announcements before we welcome our guests?
Absolutely. So, you know, in the springtime, we like to celebrate all of our people. So this week, we are celebrating National Volunteer Week. So if you're out at the hospital or, you know, for whatever reason, make sure you tell our volunteers thank you, because they are, you know, kind of the lifeblood of our operation. So we're excited to celebrate them this week. The other thing that I wanted to mention is we are having a flag raising ceremony for National Donate Life Month. So that is kind of recognizing and bringing awareness to organ and tissue donation. So all of our hospitals across the ministry are doing a flag raising ceremony. We will be in Princeton at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow, April 23rd, and then we will head straight to Kewaunee and do our flag raising ceremony there at 3 p.m. So if you're in the area, if you'd like to come out and, you know, maybe you know someone who donated their organs or tissue, please stop out. It's always a really moving and meaningful ceremony that honors the life of those who have donated their organs or tissue.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Now, Josh and Shelley, of course, we're talking about radiology and radiology services. First of all, Josh, tell us about the services.
Well, normally we're here in October celebrating the breast cancer awareness, so this is a little change up for us. But just kind of out talking about everything we offer. Sometimes we get patients will say, I didn't know you guys had that, you know. So that's some of the things that we're just going to talk about today. So I guess we'll start with something new we got. We got a new vascular machine, which is an ultrasound equipment. With that, we're able to do, we added a day of availability. Our techs are able to get those in, and that seems to be one of the tests that's kind of picked up here lately. With you know, kind of ebb and flow with some of the exams we do, and that's one that's really picked up. So it's good that we got that equipment. It very good pictures comes out of it. Let's see what
it's
else
the best
we got
in the ministry, right?
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's not okay. Often we can say we have the best, but when we get a brand new piece of equipment, we do have the best for now. So that's great. And again, that saves a trip down to Peoria, and I think that's. In the community, we want to keep people in town if we can, because that's who wants to take the, you know, 45-minute drive down there, find the parking for another 10, 15 minutes. So we try to keep as many things as we can here. I don't know, Shelley, what else do you think we got we can talk about today?
We have our bone density testing. A lot of people come in and realize we don't offer some of these things at St. Luke, so they're surprised. We have MRI in-house now, which has been there for about 9 years.
That's one of the ones that we commonly get, you know, I didn't know you had that. So MRI is definitely one of the, I mean, that's a large, expensive unit, and we've had it now in the building for about 8 years. Yeah. So MRI really is one of those tests that's backlogged. So it's nice to have it here in town.
Shelley, there could be a lot of people have a little bit of anxiety about the MRI machine. And somebody who's an MRI tech working on this hands-on, what do you want people to know about that experience?
Just know that we do offer, our machine is considered a wide bore. So it's about 70 centimeters, a lot wider opening than they maybe had in the past. We do offer, we can put a washcloth over their eyes. Lots of times, even we've had one tech sit in with them, or if they want to bring someone with them and sit in with them to help with that anxiety, not a problem at all. We offer aromatherapy patches that we give them music that they can listen to for most of their exams. There are some that those earplugs don't work as well, so we give them regular earplugs, but there's lots of different little things that we can do to help ease that.
An MRI is very common to, I myself have also done MRI for a long time, and it's a lot of time we'll spend sit in there with them holding their hand. Our machine, we do a lot of our tests feet first, just the ability to, I kind of always refer to it as like jumping into the pool with dipping your toe first rather than going head first into it. And that helps a lot of people that we're able to do that here. When she talks about wide bore, that just means there's a lot of room. So whether you're 100 pounds or what do we go up to?
500, the table
500,
actually held 500.
You know, it just tells you if a 500-pound person is able to go in there, if you only weigh 100 to 200, you're going to have a lot of room in there. So once you get over the initial fear of the unknown, it's actually pretty easy test to do. Just listen to the music, close your eyes, and get right through it.
Yeah, there's lighting in the tube as well as a fan we can turn up to different degrees. So
Definitely the highest anxiety test I think we do in imaging.
Yeah, we hear a lot of people come in and say, you know, they're scared to death, and then they get out and they're like, oh, that wasn't that bad. So
yeah, I lost sleep all weekend over that. That was easy. So
what is the difference between an MRI and a CT?
CT uses radiation, where MRI does not. CTs are usually quicker. MRI is a lot better for soft tissue differentiation. CT is used very common for abdomen work and trauma because it is a lot quicker. MRI, a patient has to be screened before they can actually have the test, so that takes a little bit of time. Sometimes it takes some investigation for implants. Some implants aren't safe to have an MRI, so lot better soft tissue imaging, and so lots of times they'll start with a CT, especially in trauma situations, just because that patient doesn't have to be screened and they need to get the patient in right away. So lots of times they are used in conjunction with each other.
CT is kind of the lifeblood of the emergency department, so a lot of people come in for whatever reason, whether it's lung issues, broken bones, car accidents, anything. CT is a quick right to strokes, right into the CT scanner right away. That way we can determine what we need to do, whether it's medications, whether we need to get the helicopter set up, you know. That's kind of what CT does. MRI is more of a specialty follow-up of what's wrong, you know. Let's take a deeper dive into this. So not a lot of emergency MRIs that we do, but CT is.
I think MRI and CT kind of underline the fact that you need to have an open, honest conversation with your doctors and make sure that your medical history is as accurate as possible.
Exactly, because when we talk about implants, we're you know, we'll get people in here that, oh yeah, I did have a surgery down in Florida that where I had something put in, and it's like, well, hold on, you know, we can't just throw you in an MRI now, we got to figure that out. So a lot of investigation, a lot of time spent as an MRI tech there.
Now let's talk about, you mentioned it briefly before, the kinds of tests you can do here instead of Peoria, but kind of underline that point for people.
The majority of the tests, I'll say, I know that's not a very, it's kind of a vague description, but we try to have everything we can do here. There are some specialties that need to be done. A lot of, whether it be heart or specialty mammography things that need to be done. The majority of it initially can be done here before, if we find a problem, then we might need to ship you down there. When we talk about MRI, there are certain pacemakers you can have an MRI with. A lot of people don't know that. They're like, oh, I gotta stay away, I have a pacemaker. Well, some of them are safe. We'll do the investigations, but we don't do that service here just because of the, you know, the services available. We ship all those down to Peoria. So that would be one that we unfortunately have to tell our local patients that we're gonna have to send you away for. What else is something would we send away for? It's not a lot.
We can do majority of things.
Our radiologists are the same ones that work in Peoria. So they rotate through here a couple days a week. We try to schedule things that they need to be involved with on those days. So that they're in-house, and if they're not in-house, they're a phone call away, and everything's digital nowadays, so it gets...
And if it's something we can't do, we work with the patient to get that set up so they're not on their own to have to reschedule. We'll work closely with them to make sure that we get them in the proper place for the proper tests.
And scheduling, that's a good point. It brings us to our last question, which is about wait times. What do you do to keep the wait times down?
Well, we've had several projects across the ministry happening over the last year and a half to improve access for our patients, give them more options. One thing we've talked about and implementing is self-scheduling, which when your doctor orders a test for you, say, you know, you need to go in and have a CT on whatever body part. The project we've come up with will allow you, using my chart on your phone, you can log in and find a time that fits you. And that you can do before your exam, Pick a time you like. We have openings, you know, every day for a lot of tests, even on weekends for some of them, that works with your schedule. It's kind of putting the power back into the patient's hand, which is what people want these days. They want everything at their fingertips. They want to have control over things. So we really listened to that as something we developed over COVID, where we had so many issues and so many, like, what digital health products can we give back to our patients? So today, actually, we just opened up another modality of CT. So that's one where we you could get that golden ticket, we call it. And once you get it, you can schedule it. And if you're not somebody that likes to use your phone, you're not somebody that does that, we're still going to have our traditional ways where our schedulers call you and to have the conversation over the phone. So it's not like you'll fall through the cracks. But one thing is with the situation, you know, north of Princeton, that kind of loaded up our patients over at our hospital there. Galesburg, with the closing down in Cottage, also is really backlogged. St. Mary's, so they're over there with like us, you know, working everybody in as best they can. But we're kind of in the middle, so we kind of get a lot of overflow. We get a lot of patients from Galesburg come down. And we have a lot of new fans of Kewaunee coming from Galesburg because they love the parking.
That's right.
They love, yeah, they get in and out.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of new fans from the surrounding areas that are coming in. But our schedules aren't as packed as they are at those other two hospitals due to their situations. So we are able to work things in a lot more around here. So that's kind of nice. We don't have, I know some modalities are 6 to 8 weeks backlogged.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to one of our surgeons that comes here now. He's out of Peoria, a podiatrist we have, and he mentioned that some of his patients are waiting until December to get in for a routine surgery on a foot. And he's like, or you want to drive to Kewaunee, I can get you in next, you know, in 2 weeks. And he's filling up our surgery schedule and loving it, you know, and he's coming out of Peoria because Peoria is so backlogged with things. So it's kind of nice that we're this little entity here that we're like, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. So. And I think our techs in each modality too are really good about watching, knowing if people are scheduled out too far, if there's any cancellations, of calling them, trying to get them in a little bit earlier if possible. So I know we offer some early morning so people can avoid taking off work, or later evening appointments in some modalities as well. So
we do need to wrap up, but I do want to ask you, Shelley, as a tech, typically how long does it take you to do a scan?
For MRI, it varies, usually a half hour to an hour, just depending on, like I said, we have to bring the patient back, screen them, get them dressed appropriately for the exam. Most exams themselves, once they're on the table, usually take about a half hour, 45 minutes.
All right. Well, Josh, Shelley, Samantha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you.
You're listening to Wake Up Tri-Counties from our Save-A-Lot studio.